This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi yesterday after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagement, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the stage is set for the voting for the second phase of the assembly elections today. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The counting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Hamid Gara, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina, and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two election rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. A party leader informed that Rahul Gandhi will first interact with professionals and then address a rally at JK Resort Ground at around 12:30 p.m. National Conference NC and Congress are fighting the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. As per the terms of the pre-poll alliance, NC is contesting on 52 and Congress on 31 assembly constituencies. Two seats have been left for the CPIM in the Valley and the Panthers Party in Jammu Division. India AI Independent Business Division, IBD, under the Ministry of Electronics and IT, has invited nominations for BTech and MTech students for India AI Fellowship. India AI has also invited top 50 National Institutional Ranking Framework, NIRF, ranked research institutes to share their approval to participate in India AI Fellowship for new PhD intakes researching in artificial intelligence. India AI informed that students may submit their nominations on www.indiaai.gov.till 30th of this month. The newly elected President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, dissolved the Parliament of Sri Lanka late last night. A Gazette notification was issued in this regard, along with calling elections on the 14th of November this year. Nominations will be received from 4th to the 11th of next month. Mr. Dissanayake was elected as the President of Sri Lanka in a close three-cornered fight. His alliance, National People's Power, has only three members in the current legislature, two of whom are part of his cabinet, including Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya. Lebanon is witnessing its largest wave of displacement since 2006 war, as Israel airstrikes against Hezbollah targets have forced over 20,000 people to seek shelter in schools and other designated public centers. More from our West Asia correspondent. According to Interior Minister Bassam Malai, the number of people who have fled their homes and taken refuge in these shelters has surged since Israel widened its air campaign against Hezbollah on Monday. Indian tennis duo of Jeevan Nedunshezia and Vijay Sundar Prashant yesterday won the doubles title in the ATP 250 Hangzhou Open 2024. And that's the end of this news bulletin.